Here's the reality tonight. Anybody can get a date, and anybody can get married. You set your standards low enough, you can get it tonight, right? But a lot don't do it well. But to have a great dating experience and to have a great marriage, one you rejoice in and not regret, all of that is based on two factors: who you date and how you date. The who and the how. The person and the process. Because dating is a process of evaluation. What are you evaluating? A person. And you're evaluating to try to see, is this the right person for me to spend the rest of my life with? And so the natural questions become, what qualities should I be looking for? That's the who question. And then another question rises up where you go, well then, what's the best way to move through this process to arrive at the right person? What's the proper way to move through it? That's the how question. How do I get successfully to that right person? If I could give us one of our modern problems in this process of dating tonight, is that we tend to look for characteristics rather than character. We tend to focus on characteristics rather than character. And you'd say, what do you mean by characteristics? Well, I mean we look at features or qualities of a person. And those aren't bad things to notice, but they're bad foundations. In 2008, Match.com, which is a dating website, hired a new chief of algorithms. And they hired him because they wanted to figure out why, as a dating site, they would have people enter in the features they want: height, weight, religion, education, that sort of stuff, and you would enter in your ideal characteristics and they would pop out potential matches. And yet they wanted to understand why, as people typed in their ideal dates, the people that they were matched with rarely made it out of the first date. And they wanted to figure out why. Why is our algorithm not working? So they set this guy to work on it, and he dug into the data, and this is what he found. He said when he compared what people said they wanted, age, hair color, etc., to whom they actually dated, he says, when you look at their habits, there is absolutely no correlation. And so studies were done by a number of people, and they concluded it is virtually impossible for any algorithm of you typing in features you want to put out the person you'll actually marry. Why? Because you don't know. We don't know. And I'll tell you, anecdotally for me, my roommates and I used to do that. I listened to all of them describe their ideal girl. And you know what? All of them got married to a woman who was nothing like that. Nothing like that. Why? Because they didn't know what they wanted, right? They didn't know. And most of us don't know. And you may find that hard to believe, but think about it. Most of us, when we ask you to describe your ideal person you marry, most of us describe an idealized version of ourselves. And you don't want to marry you. You want to marry someone who compliments you, not you. If you date somebody based on looks, looks fade. And charm can fade. It can be deceitful, right? And here's the reality. You don't want to marry someone that marries you for that stuff. You don't want that, right? Because why? What happens if you damage your face? What happens if you get hurt? What happens if you get injured and can't exercise for a few years? What happens if you get cancer and all your hair falls out? Do you want someone who married you because you're so hot? Or do you want someone who had something more enduring to the relationship? You don't want this. And the problem with our world today is we've taken a consumer mentality and put it into our relationships with human beings, and we treat human beings like commodities. And so the proliferation of pornography or images online reduce people to commodities. That I don't want your heart, your soul, your mind, I just want your body, right? And we do that with some of the movies we watch and the images we look at. We start to reduce one another to a list of features or a commodity. And so we base relationships on whether or not that person works for me, whether or not those features are good for me, whether or not that will help me get where I want to be. And we become consumers of people. But people aren't meant to be treated like that. People aren't products. They're not. And you can't treat them that way. You're not an assembly of features. You're a person. And if someone interacts with you as a person, there may be features you have that they love. There may be some they didn't expect and don't know how they feel about. But as they get to know you, there will be things they love. There will be things that they can live with. That's true of all of us. But you'll marry a person, not a list of characteristics. And it's important that we get away from this consumer mentality because it's toxic. It's toxic. It doesn't help us. I read an interview recently with John Mayer where he was talking about the fact that he can look at 300 images of naked women before he gets out of bed in the morning. And he says, "You think this hasn't affected my relationships?" He said, "I have found that I would rather go home and fantasize about experiences I've had than have a real relationship with an actual human being."